Hello everyone, it's Saturday the 30th of May. It would have been my wedding anniversary to my ex-husband, and it was a Saturday that we got married as well. It was nicer day than today. I think the sun's trying to come out here, and it's a little bit breezy, but it was a nice warm spring day, and we'd had a thunderstorm in the night, which we didn't have last night. We did have quite a bit of heavy rain yesterday around the middle of the day, and it was supposed to brighten up, but it didn't really brighten up significantly, or not that I noticed anyway. Just thought I'd give you a quick update. There's not much going on around here, really. Obi's working late today. He's downstairs eating his breakfast. We've both been in the kitchen doing stuff, and I've just made some Tassimo tea for me and Connor, and his girlfriend's here. She had chamomile. We had a bit of a disaster with the milk. I knew we'd run out of skimmed milk. We normally buy skimmed milk from Ronan, and I drink that. And Obi and Connor drink full fat milk, whole milk, if they have cereal. But they don't normally just drink it. So I knew that we'd run out of skimmed milk, but I thought there was some in the freezer. But there was some whole milk out in the fridge, and I thought, well, for making tea, I hate whole milk, but if I put a tiny drop in my tea, I can drink it. So I thought, rather than taking out milk from the freezer, and I don't know which is the whole milk and which is the skimmed, because I didn't want to take another whole milk out when we already had some, I didn't take any out, which was a big mistake, because we discovered this morning that the whole milk was off because no one's been drinking it. So I got some milk out the freezer, and I had to defrost it in the microwave. I haven't defrosted it completely, but I defrosted enough to give us some tea. And I'll tell you something, I love the Tassimo breakfast tea, and there's nothing quite like the first cup of tea of the day. I've been awake since 6. I went to sleep about 2 and I woke up once. I don't know whether it's because I didn't sleep much the night before. But I finally started doing my changed over to the fluid bag that I'm meant to have in overnight. I did it Friday night. I was trained on it over a year ago, but at the moment I don't think I can connect myself. I probably can if someone shows me how to do it, but it's a bit risky, so Obi has to do it. Once I'm connected to drain the fluid out, then I can... Oh, these animals start squabbling. Get down, both of you. When I'm connected, I can finish it off as normal and just carry on. But I've noticed that the bags I've been doing, I've been a bit slapdash with them. They're the weakest one that you can get, and they haven't been very efficient lately, because I'm not getting out much extra fluid, and sometimes I don't even get any, and sometimes I'll get less than what I put in. And luckily I'm still passing urine, so that means that I'm not getting a fluid overload. But I did notice a few nights ago that my ankles were slightly swollen, not really uncomfortably swollen, but just slightly puffy. And I've normally got really thin ankles with the bones sticking right out. I decided I don't really know what the delay was. I tried one of these bags last year when I did the training, and then we did a refresher course in December, but because it was the morning and you put them in at night, we just did it on a practice bag. The advantages of them are is A, that you can leave them in a long time, because the ones I'm on, you're only supposed to leave them in 4 to 6 hours. Now, when I first was on them 2 years ago, the fluid would still be the same if I left them in for 6 hours or more. In fact, once I left it in for 24 hours and I still got the same amount of fluid out, which amazed them at the hospital, because normally people don't do that. But now, if I leave it in for much more than 4 hours, I don't get out what I put in. Apparently that's normal, because you it just degenerates like that. There are other things you can do. You can go on to stronger bags. But the most ideal thing, which is what I was supposed to have been doing for the last year, is to be on this other bag at night. And the difference is that you can keep it in for up to 16 hours and it keeps on working. It'll keep drawing the fluid. And it's a different base. The other one's based around glucose, and it works on osmosis. And this works in a similar way, but the component in it is starch, some kind of starch. Anyway, Friday night, I put it in around about, well, Obi helped me do it, around about 12, it was about 12:30 p.m. And I drained it out at, I'd say about 1 the next day. Right, Pinky, please move out the way now. 1 the next day, at 1 p.m. And I got out nearly a litre of fluid extra on top of what I'd put in. Now, that I haven't even been getting that out in a day, probably even in 2 days on the other bags, and that's just in one bag. And then I've got extra out doing the others in between, because I still have to carry on doing the others as normal, but instead of doing 4 of the other ones, I only do 3. So I'm really impressed with it so far. Off you go, Pink, there's a good girl. I'm very impressed with it so far. I'm sure it's going to make me feel a lot better, actually, and I feel lighter. You know, sometimes I feel quite heavy and I'm thinking it's because I'm overweight, but actually I don't think it is. I think you can have quite a bit of fluid on board without it actually affecting you or without even knowing it. And I kept panicking, thinking it wasn't working the first night, because I still got up to the toilet. I went to the toilet 4 or 5 times during the time I had the bag in, and I was thinking it's not working. This is the fluid. It's just gone straight through me and it's coming out. And then I was so surprised and so pleased to get all that extra out as well, because that means I've got a double lot out now. And, you know, and it means gradually I won't have any, I might not have any excess now anyway. It might have just cleared it all in one go, because, you know, it can hide in all different places in your body. And the worst place is if you get it in the chest cavity, which, touch wood, I've never had, and then you can't breathe properly, and that's not nice. I've heard somebody... I was in the bed next to somebody in hospital with that once, and it's horrible. So, but the reason this is newsworthy is because I've got this thing about starting new treatments, and I will only do it in my own time. But now, I've had to change some of my regimes with my medication recently. I had to double one of them, and that took me a couple of weeks to do that, and then I've done that, and I had to start on some other medication which I'd put off since last summer, and I've done that, and now I've done the bag. That was the final thing. I'm really, really happy that I'm now doing everything I'm supposed to be doing in the right quantities at the right time, and that can only be a good thing, and it can only make me feel a lot better than I have been feeling. The other advantages to this is when you're on dialysis, the type that I'm doing, you have to take laxatives to keep things working, and sometimes you don't always need them, so it can result in the morning in having an upset stomach, because you actually, if you hadn't taken the laxatives, you would have been okay. But you can't, it depends on what you eat, you see. So sometimes you need them and sometimes you don't, but as a rule of thumb, you just take them. And the disadvantage would be that, well, I'd wake up thinking, oh God, I can't start on dialysis because I'm going to have to keep going in the toilet. And then now I can get that all out the way, and I can relax, and I don't have to worry, because I can leave this bag in till that's all finished without thinking, oh, it's not working anymore. It's going to, you know, I'm not going to get any fluid out, because it carries on working. So that's the advantage of it. There's you know, lots of advantages to it. When we go on holiday in September, you know, obviously we're going to be travelling for most of the day up to the Isle of Skye. So I won't be able to stop anywhere to do dialysis. It's just not the sort of thing you can do in public, because, you know, you have to take hygiene into account. You can't just sit down and start doing it in the middle of the platform or in the airport or whatever. You just can't really do that. So I can put one of these in the morning, and then I can have it in all day, and it'll be working, and I'll feel fine. And then when we get there, I'll just drain it out and probably do... I don't know what time we're going to get there. It's going to be quite late. So probably do another quick one before I put another one in for the night. The only disadvantage is that, but this is more with the elderly and very frail, which I don't think I would actually be categorised as. I'm not very frail. I'm a bit frailer than I used to be, but I wouldn't say I'm very frail at all. So you have to be careful in very hot weather to drink enough, because if you've got one of these in, it can actually dehydrate you if you're not careful. Sometimes they tell people, in a hot spell, to stop doing these bags and just to do the normal ones, because you don't want to get dehydrated. because it just keeps on taking fluid from your system. But overall, I'm really pleased that I've finally taken the plunge and done it, because I just got to thinking, I knew it all along, it was nagging on my mind for so many months, you should be doing it. I kept saying to myself, you're dicing with death. I was, really. I mean, not to be doing things properly is dicing with death in my position. And I was thinking, you're only going to end up in hospital, you'll end up ill, then you won't be able to, it's going to take a lot of time to reverse it, it's going to cost the NHS money, it was so unnecessary, you're going to make everyone worried. So I thought, just stop being stupid, stop messing about thinking, oh, well, I don't want to do it because I can't do it myself. You just have to swallow your pride and whatever other worries you have about it and just do it. So I am going to try and see if I can do it myself, because I think I can. And no one ever thought I'd be able to do the normal one, you know, the one I'm on all the time, myself, because a blind person apparently had someone with no sight at all had apparently never done it before, because there's no way of, well, they had, but when they used to make something like an adapter that could help them connect the tube, but now they stopped making that because there wasn't the demand for it. So I was the first person to do it since they did away with that. So I can do it very successfully, so I don't see really any reason why I can't do this. It's a case of joining two tubes. And you mustn't touch either end of them, because eventually they connect to your inside. So you don't want to put, even though you wash your hands thoroughly. So you have to connect them in midair, and but I can clap my hands. So I don't see why I can't put these two tubes together. And what's the worst that can happen if they don't meet? They're just going to pass one another. They're not going to touch anything. So I actually think with a little bit of practice, I can master it. Because I don't really like having to rely on someone else to do it. Like tonight, Obi's going out with some of his colleagues from work. He doesn't finish work till 10. And they're going to this marketplace in Lewisham, which is open. They sell food and drink and stuff like that. And it's like an indoor place. And they're open late. So he's going there. So what I said, I don't know what I'm going to do tonight, because I don't know what time he's going to get home. It might be 2 or 3 in the morning, and I don't really want to have to, I don't want to have to stop doing the bag now that I'm so pleased about it. And this, it doesn't matter for one night, but, I don't want this to happen. I don't want to stop him going out, but I want to be able to master things myself. And it's like there's another way where the tube comes out of my abdomen. I have to have a dressing over it all the time, because it's not sealed, and so infection can get in round the base of the tube. It's not the base of the tube, but where the tube goes into the skin, because it goes right into my abdomen, so infection could get in. So you have to keep it covered. And we used to wash it with this solution called octenolin, and the hospital would supply that, but now they've stopped supplying it because they're doing a new thing. I think it was somewhere abroad, Spain, I think it was, came up with this new idea that you have a little tiny tube about the size of my thumb of antibiotic cream, and you put one drop on it round the base of the tube instead of washing it with this solution. And this tube is meant to last you 6 weeks. And I'm sorry, but you have to put it on with a dropper. And there's no way I can do that. And they said, well, get your husband. I said, no, I'm not getting my husband to do it. So what I have to do now and this is what I've decided to do, because once they told me, we use these things called spectrum wipes, and they're alcohol wipes, and they're what you clean the surfaces with when you're going to do dialysis. And one of the nurses, if ever you run out of octenolin, you can use these wipes. So now I just use them all the time, because I've always got loads of them. They're supplied with the equipment. And so I just use those to clean around the base of it every time I change the dressing, which is when you have a shower. You can leave it 2 days if you don't have a shower every day, or, if you have a shower more than once a day, you have to do it every time, because otherwise the dressing gets all wet and you just can't leave it like that. So, I refuse to do that because I can't do it myself. And that is that's another thing, that would be even more... not invasive, but inhibitive than having him doing my dialysis bag last thing at night, because I might not want to have a shower. I might want to have a shower when he's not here, and then I can't do my dressing. So, and they always say, they always say to me, it's so clean, you keep it so clean. I wish everyone kept it like that. They always say that's the cleanest exit site. They call it the exit site because it's where the tube comes out. That's the cleanest exit site I've seen for a long time. They always say, all different people. And so they know I can keep it clean. And they always say to me, who does this for you? And I say, I do it myself. I don't know why they think I couldn't do that, but obviously I can. I don't want that taken away from me, so I've refused the antibiotic cream. And I said, well, if I was constantly going down with infections, I have had one infection, but it didn't go through the tube. It wasn't from there. It was probably where I might have touched something, you know, my hands might not, well, I might have, the tube might have touched the surface or something like that. And it was spotted straight away. So, they think it was an infection. If you get cloudy fluid, they say it's an infection, even though nothing grew in the laboratory, because they try and grow a culture, but nothing grew from it. But anyway, they class it as one. You have to be treated as if it is one. But it didn't come from my exit site, because if the infection had come from there, it would have been all red and it would have been sore and weepy and all that. And then it could transfer inside you, but it wasn't from there, because I've never had any trouble with that at all. It's always dry and clean. And I don't want anyone else messing about with it. I want to do it. I want to be able to do it myself. Not because I just want to prove that I can do it, but because it's just not practical having to rely on other people to do these things for me when they have to be done so regularly. I don't want to have to time when I have a shower. I don't want to have to make sure that he's going to be home. Oh, what time are you coming home tonight? Because, are you going to be here? When I haven't slept all night, and then he's going, like, say he's on late and he leaves here at 1 o'clock to go to work. And I haven't slept all night, and sometimes I don't wake up till 12 because I didn't go to sleep till 9 in the morning, so I'll wake up and then say I wanted to have a shower. That means that it's gone, my chance of having it will be gone till the end of the day, and then I probably wouldn't feel like it because I would probably be tired. I don't really like having showers at like 12 o'clock at night, because with my sleeping, that wakes me up. You know, even if I'm tired, I can't sleep. So what's the chances of sleeping if I've just had a shower? Because it makes you feel alive and, you know, like raring to go. So that's that. So I want to be able to do the same with these bags, because it's a bit of a pain otherwise. But I'm really pleased with myself that I've actually gone on to it. And, I've taken to it really well. I mean, I've only done it two nights, but I was worried that I was going to have an overload of fluid in my abdomen. It was going to make me feel bloated and all that. But actually, I was just thinking. Actually, it's not like that at all. I just realised the bags come in 2 litres, and I was worried, because you get so much out. I mean, I nearly got another litre, that the drainage bags wouldn't hold it all. So when I was doing my training, the midwife, I nearly said then, the nurse, the dialysis nurse, said, with this one, you can put in 1,500. So the first night I put in 1,500 and I got out 870 mils. So that's nearly a litre. And last night I was going to put in 1,600. I was going to gradually put it up. I've just realised I put the whole lot in. I just did it. I forgot that I was meant to be draining some of it out. So I put the whole lot in last night, and I didn't feel bloated or anything. So I dread to imagine how much is going to come out today. It might even be like an extra, more than a litre, because I put that extra lot in. Anyway, I'm sorry if none of this makes any sense. And it's pretty boring stuff, really. But I'm quite excited about it, because I think it's going to be... And the other thing about the glucose is, when you're getting some going into your system all the time, like I have been doing lately, because you're always going to get some leakage into your bloodstream, even if you do it properly. And when you don't do it properly, as I haven't been very much lately, then if you're not getting out the fluid that you put in, that means that it's going through my bloodstream and actually coming out in the normal way. And so I'm getting all this glucose in my bloodstream, and actually that can make you put on weight. So they've said that when I'm on this one, I will probably lose some weight. So that's really good. I'm also really pleased about that. And I think I've lost some already just in fluid. So that's really good too. And that was a nice cup of tea. Thank you, Tassimo. There's no real other news. Roland's in his room. You can probably hear his music. Connor doesn't start work till 2 today, so there, his girlfriend's here. I'm not sure what they're doing for the rest of the weekend, because she's got the tomorrow. He's got tomorrow off, so I don't know whether she's staying here when he goes to work, or whether she's going with him and they're going back to hers for the rest of the weekend. I don't know. Probably staying here. And then Obi's off tomorrow. And he's only working 4 days next week. He had that meeting the other day at work, and he's only working 4 days, but that's okay. Because it means I've got a couple of days. He's home for a couple of days, so that'll be nice. Anyway, I think I'm going to upload this, as I've just talked rubbish for the last, 20 minutes or something. And I'll be back with my May days later on.